Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh, one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 73. This chapter has 27 psukim in it. This also marks the beginning of the third book of Tehillim. It's also important to note the next 11 chapters were all written by Asaf. Asaf was a prophet who lived during David's time. Now for the parak summary. In this psalm, Asaf opens up with the question of why. Why do the tzaddikim suffer and the rishayim seem to succeed? Although it's taught God does good to Yisrael and the pure heart, if you look around the world, it may not appear that way. Asaf saw peace in the wicked, who seem to lead good lives without suffering like the rest of the world. Therefore, being prideful and haughty seem to pay off. Not only that, but the wicked speak bad about God, but yet they still receive good. All the while, Yisrael's tranquility, peace of mind, keeps on getting disturbed. Asaf asserts, can anyone really know the way of God? It seems unfair and unjust. In verse 15, Asaf explains he felt compelled to ask this question for the sake of his children. This way, no rock will be unturned for them. Asaf continues to relate in a prayer form, if life is a dream, now would be a good time for God to wake us up. In verse 21, Asaf winds down the parak by telling God, despite the fact he felt treated like an animal, he still always was loyal to Hashem. Asaf fervently pours out his heart to God by stating he has no one else to rely on other than God, and he is confident God will save him. He sees no other option than to take refuge in God and recall all the goodness he's received. Now for the highlight pasuk in verse 1 and 2, it says, Mizmor la'asaf, ach tov li'yisrael, Elohim levari levav, v'ani kamat notoi ragli ke'ein shafchu ashray. A psalm of Asaf, God is truly good to Israel, to those with a pure heart. As for me, my feet have almost strayed, my steps were nearly led off course. The Mefarshim explained the pasuk as follows. The psalmist was saying, if Hashem is truly good to Am Yisrael, why do we see them suffer so much? It seems Am Yisrael has it bad. I would like to suggest what I once heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Aaron Rothman, based on the Meshaloach, that only people with Emunah get tested in areas of Emunah. So Am Yisrael, who displays the most amount of Emunah, faith in Hashem, are constantly getting tested in those areas. It could be that a person who doesn't perform mitzvahs doesn't get tested in that area and is just left up to one's own devices. So it's not that Hashem has left Am Yisrael doomed to suffer, but it's precisely because we have natural emunah inside of us and display emunah by performing mitzvahs and keeping the Torah that things may appear as difficult for us. Therefore, if you feel like you're suffering and life gets you down, the advice is not to decrease your emunah and back away, but rather to increase your emunah and throw yourself onto Hashem. Let us merit to have simple faith in God, to increase our emunah, serve God with utter joy, simplicity, and great sincerity. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.